So, for part two, you were looking at the artwork of Emily Carr.
It's just a lot of trees.
It's a lot of trees, yeah.
Yeah.
What else did she paint? Do you remember? No?
All I remember is the trees.
Just the trees. Okay. So, what did you think about her paintings of trees?
They were actually pretty good.
Yeah.
With the color combination and some of the other things, yeah, it was actually pretty good.
Yeah? So you didn't mind the fact that they didn't look exactly like trees, but they were more...
No, I didn't mind that.
No?
It's sort of like, think about it in like video game terms. Okay. If someone makes a game about realistic things, mm-hmm. if they actually put realistic ideas and everything into the game, it's not fun.
Oh, okay. That is a good way of looking at it.
Because if you put realism inside a game, it's not going to be fun because they want more fantasy and other things on the video game.
That's really interesting. I've never thought of it that way before. It's an interesting way to appreciate art.
Mm. Put more of a fantasy sort of way, and yeah, it actually looks nice.
Mm. I like that. What did you think about the person that she was?
The BBC said that she was number one in her country or something, even though everyone thought she was crazy way back when.
Yeah. What do you think?
For me? No idea.
No?
Yeah.
So, how would you describe her to someone else?
Trees.
Trees.
What about... She draws lots of trees.
If you were going to go meet her with a friend... How would you prepare them? How would you describe her as a person?
If she throws books at us, run.
Okay. Anything else you want to say about it?
No, not really.